John Nitzulis is here in the studio. John Nitzulis has pursued his vision of making fine art accessible in a friendly setting for more than two decades here in the city of Davis. His dedication to art history, art education, and the exhibition of California art is translated, of course, into the John Nitzulis Gallery, a gallery that maintains a strong relationship to UC Davis's art department and to the artists who live in and around the city. One of the major roles of the John Nitzulis Gallery is to provide a place for cultural meetings, conferences, and public activities, such as the long-running Poetry Night reading series. With him is Mark Cass, who's worked in broadcast and performance technology since high school, beginning at Rhino's Youth Media Program, where he was a DJ, host, and producer of a weekly radio show. I hear that. Later, he worked for the Long Center Theater and Elliott Hall of Music, doing rigging, audio, and lighting. After moving to California, he created Davis Youth Media at Harper Junior High School, where my daughter's a student, where he also helped to build their own in-house professional television studio. Wouldn't it be great if every junior high school had one? He's currently a UC Davis student and a music specialist for the Peregrine School, where Chris Whitey Erickson teaches. He was here last week. And he's a member of the popular and successful and inspirational local band, The Dirt Feelin'. I'm very happy to have them both here. John Nitzulis and Mark Cass, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Andy. How are you doing today?
Just fine. How are you doing, Mark?
Feeling great. Thanks for having us on the show today. We appreciate the opportunity to tell folks about what we have going on this weekend.
Yeah. What is this deal on Friday?
One of the great things in my life having the gallery for the last 27 years is every once in a while you get lucky and you find talent. And I was really fortunate. I almost became the agent for Mark and the Dirt Feelin'. I got him the first few gigs they had.
That's true.
Got him a gig in San Francisco at an event I was doing at Fort Mason. But clearly, my affinity with Mark comes from my influence by Amira Baraka and also my teacher, Michael McClure, who's really influenced me in the poetry. But more importantly, Mark and I are fascinated with Russell Simmons. We find that we are actually of the spoken word milieu. I, on one hand, was influenced by the Beats. Mark is going to talk a little bit about his influences.
And I was more, influenced by the sort of slam poets and the hip-hop movement and you ever see Def Poetry Slam?
Mm-hmm.
That's my stuff right there.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was the thing that made me feel like getting up and writing music and poems and songs. And now that I've met John Nitzulis and we have this opportunity once a month to be able to just go ahead and challenge everybody in the vicinity at any point in time to challenge themselves and come step up with the man who not only introduced me to beat poetry, but introduced me to Michael McClure and all of these other beat poets, too, and expanded my mind, and with, me.
Excellent.
But what's really interesting about the challenge is that spoken word is something that we're pushing, and although I think Tupac was a great poet, and I believe how he was so prepared and wrote about his death, that he actually was someone who was talking about what was going on his mind instantaneously. So one of the things we respect about each other is that we both are very good at freestyling,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
which is the hardest thing to do because it's not rehearsed. It's from life. And that's what Tupac could do. But clearly the mistake is that to be afraid to get up. And we're really fortunate because we have Alex Reif on stand-up bass.
And Colin Borges.
Colin Borges on flute and guitar,
mm-hmm.
backing us up, making us sound good. So we performed
both
together.
Members of the Dirt Feelin'.
Both members of the Dirt Feelin'. We performed together on October 19th, which solidified the concept of the duo. And we're ready now. And we're hoping there's somebody out there who will show up. We'll be on at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
And, we'll probably get into it for about 20 minutes, but then we're going to need to get you up there.
That's
so
right.
Whoever you are out there in KDVS Radio Land, we're looking for you to come up out and show up. And It's okay with spoken word. You can have it written down. We're all right with that. We don't have a problem with that. But but just because we freestyle, we just actually say what's going on in our mind. We don't really plan it. But we actually are both musicians, and we really think spoken word is a new melodic form of music. So we're really looking forward to that. And, you know, for example, coming up, one of my heroes, Bobby McFerrin, is coming to Mondavi Center. Yeah. And Bobby McFerrin has a great interview with him about the beat poets and spoken word. And Amir Baraka talked about that too. And Russell Simmons talks about the beats and a lot of the early blues and jazz being the beginning of rap. So clearly, we're also opening the door. If you got to come and you want to go beyond and spoken word and you got a little bit of rap, we're looking at some, you know, something that's going to be more simplistic because we're backed up by a couple of jazz musicians. So what do you think about that, Mark?
I want to make certain that at least for the people who have been to Six Bits open mic or to have been to the No Excuses freestyle battles or have been to Dr. Andy Jones's Wednesday nights or Thursday nights or have been or those people who were sitting in the crowd and didn't get that chance. Well, we'd like to back you up. That's what we want to do. So for those people who don't want to consider it a challenge, let's consider it us backing you up. But for those who do like a challenge, most definitely, come check us out Friday night over at John Natsula's Gallery on the corner of 1st and E Street at 7:30. John, is it okay if I say a short poem? I can't hear the music in the background, but...
Yeah, Dr. Andy.
Yeah, that's fine. All right, I got some music in the background. Hold on,
We're looking for some blues, too.
Are you?
The blues, because that's the basis of all of what we do, me and Mark.
The blues, all right.
Yeah, we learned
do it a cappella.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I bet you could. Well, just for the rest of the show, I'm going to see if my producer, Evan, can go fetch some blues on CD that we can use for the rest of the show. We've got some experimental jazz here. It's John Coltrane, but let's just hear what you have.
Okay.
All right.
If I couldn't make it, I faked it. I told her that if you want a man with cake, then I would put on my apron and bake it. And if you said you want a tough guy, I'd pull out my weight kit and you'd see me pushing it and pulling it all day. Because everything that you say to me is sacred and you could take that fact to the bank. And if you don't think that the bank is the safest place, then love should make an oasis. It's been a long time, full of long days, at the wrong time, at the wrong place. But if you ever lack the basics, I'll strap on my Asics, and I'll run it till the cops come chasing. And I mean, ever since that day we first faced, I know that you've been patiently waiting for me to take you on a vacation where we could suntan in the sand, but naked. My name is Mark, and this is John Natsulis, and we want to thank you all for coming here, for listening to
that. Mark Cass. So listen out there in Radio Land. If you would like to know about our Friday night spoken word event, you can and will know about next month. We're looking at the third or fourth Friday. Allegra Silberstein has a poetry night on the third Friday, so we're probably pushing for the fourth down the line, but will be announced. You can look at John Natsulis Gallery on Facebook.
Or please go ahead and check out THADF.com or look up Facebook/The Dirt Filling. You can find updates about this and about more events all the time, too. So please make certain that you check out and, you know, share this information with your friends, especially your most artistic, most poetic friends. That's who we want to find today. And you, of course.
And you can become friends with Mark Cass. It's MARQUE and Cass on Facebook or John Natsulis on Facebook.
But that's Natsoulas.
But the greatest thing that we have, both Mark and I, are grateful for is that this show exists on KDVS because it gives all of us who are interested in poetry, spoken word, technology, and jazz a place. So we don't know who you are or where you're at, but we'd really like you to show up Friday night, and we'd like to hear you, because this is what makes the world go round for us, is that we need to be inspired. And Davis, needs to have an opportunity to have a little bit of spoken word. So we'll see you Friday night.
That's right. So once again, my name is Mark Cass from The Dirt Feeling, and this is John Natsoulis. And you can see us Friday night at 7:30 at John Natsoulis Art Gallery on the corner of 1st and E. Thank you very much for tuning in.